Hello, everybody. It's Doug Dyke. It's time for another fall sports season here at Bald Eagle Area. And here's my running monologue of things that you need to know as parents to get ready for the fall sports season. My email and cell phone have not changed, so my cell phone number still is 814-280-0250. You can call or text that. Hopefully no later than 9:30 at night and before 6 a.m. in the morning, but if you need to get a hold of me as an emergency before or after those times, please do so on an as-needed basis. My email is still douglas.dyke@beasd.net. So it's douglas.dyke@beasd.net. We have two sites where you can get information. The beaathletics.org site is where you will find the schedules and files like this one that I will put out for the teams. And there's also a Facebook page, Bald Eagle Area Athletics, where I report scores and we try to do little write-ups from each event. With that being said, if there's anybody out there that wants to help maybe do the write-ups for some of the sports, that would be greatly appreciated. I've been doing that for years now by myself, and quite honestly, it takes a lot of time and effort, and I don't think it's appreciated as much by some people as it should be. So I know my wife would like me to cut down on some of my time that I take in the evenings trying to do those, sometimes 2 or 3 hours till 10 o'clock at night or later. But anyway, if you're interested, let me know, please. Hey, don't forget that before your kiddos can start sports, they must have completed all their physical paperwork, and it's turned into us here, whether you did it the old-fashioned way, fill in the blanks, or on planeths.com. Our trainers this year are still Dr. Scott DeVore. Just kidding. Scott DeVore, he's back for, I believe, his 29th year. Since this is my 28th, he's always obviously up 1 year on me. And number two, or season two, or year two, is Ashley Struble. So their email addresses are their first name, scott.devore@beasd.net. His Scott has two T's. His last name is D-E-V-O-R-E. And Ashley is ashley.struble, S-T-R-U-B-L-E, at beasd.net. We do have buses that run preseason. The first week, the week of the 16th, they run Monday through Friday. Now, Monday through Thursday, they arrive at 3 o'clock and leave at 8:30. Friday, they arrive at 3 and leave at 6 o'clock, like a regular school night. The week of the 23rd, they will run Monday through Thursday, 3 o'clock arrival. They'll leave at 6 o'clock, like a regular Monday through Thursday. And then Monday the 30th, they will run arrival at 3 o'clock and leave at 6 o'clock. And then once school starts, they run Monday through Thursday. After practice, they leave at 6 o'clock. Fridays, they leave at 5:45 p.m. If you need to know where your son or daughter will be picked up during the preseason or dropped off after school or on their way home after preseason practice, you would contact for the Port Matilda area. I'm pretty sure it's Conference Garage. Milesburg area is D&D. Mountaintop is Kramer's Garage. And Howard is Stauffer's Transportation. Don't forget, or if you didn't know this, students have to be passing the equivalent of 4 credits every week. Grades are handed in by the teachers by 3:20 on Wednesdays. Then Mr. Tobias has Thursday and Friday morning to make sure the grades are correct and everything, and then he notifies us if anybody is ineligible. If a student is not passing 4 credits or more, then they will sit out the following week, starting at Saturday at midnight through the following Saturday at midnight. And they can practice only if the coach allows it, but they cannot dress or compete in any activities that week against another school. Finally, the main thing that I want to mention is that we need to keep social distancing in our heads as much as possible to help keep the spread of the COVID down as much as possible. And also, water bottles, again, this year. They shouldn't be sharing them. They need to bring their own. Most teams will be using individual water bottles brought by the kids. I know football may use cups, but they take a garbage can with them, so they're thrown away right away. So water, we will provide it with ice, but the kids will need their own water bottles. If you have any questions, again, call me at 814-280-0250, or you can email me at douglas.dyke@deasd.net. Thank you.